Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Lots of things going on in the news today. Of course, today is the runoff election in Georgia. And just to run this down once more, it does look like Raphael Warnock has the lead. Now, remember, he did technically win the previous election, but it wasn't by a big enough margin in order or large enough margin in order to secure the nomination wholly. So they needed to have a runoff election. So now with the runoff election, it looks like he still, for the polls, look like it's that he's in the lead or that he's expected to win. But we shall see. You just never know. And so that race is going on today. We'll have the results hopefully tonight. But, you know, Georgia was one of those that it took a few days to count the results. We may not know the results from this runoff election until Friday even. There's a very real possibility that that might happen. So, and then, so what's the end result here? So if Republicans, if Herschel Walker, the Republican, wins, then that would give Republicans 50 seats. Democrats have 48 seats. However, there's two independents, and so those two independents caucus with the Democrats. So the Democrats would technically have a majority. As far as, you know, whenever something comes down to vote, if they're all going to vote the same, they'll have about 51 votes. Republicans will have 50. But what matters right here is who the majority leader will be. If Herschel Walker wins, then Republicans will have the majority leader. So Mitch McConnell will be the majority leader. If Raphael Warnock wins, then they would be tied as far as the number of candidates. And because the president is Democrat, it was remaining Democrat. The tiebreaker would be Vice President Kamala Harris. And the Senate majority leader would be a Democrat instead of Mitch McConnell. So it'd be probably Chuck Schumer. So this is why this matters at all. So no matter what, Democrats have enough votes to beat Republicans. So like if Republicans win tonight, if Herschel Walker wins, Democrats still have more votes than Republicans because they have the two independents who caucus with them. But the advantage for the Republicans is the majority leader will be the Republican. Why does that matter? Well, because the majority leader is the one that helps guide what bills they will bring up to discuss, to vote on, and things like that. So it does matter still. Some of the other top stories going on in the news. Big one came out about an hour ago, less than an hour ago. The Trump Organization has been found guilty of tax fraud in this New York trial. They were guilty of tax dodging. So there you go with that. Then the January 6th House Committee will indeed make criminal referrals to the Department of Justice now. Now, that has been something that's been going on from the beginning. They were asked early on, you know, what is the point of this investigation? Are you planning on doing criminal referrals to the Department of Justice? And initially, their answer was no. What we're going to do is we're going to lay out all the facts and get all the information and all the witnesses and all this other stuff. And then if the Department of Justice wants to use that to make their own criminal investigations, they may do so. Well, now they've backed off of that, and the chairman has decided to go ahead and make criminal referrals. My guess, the reason why that is they're doing that is because they lost the House. And so they're wanting to, this is, you know, basically in January, they're going to be disbanded. They're not going to be able to continue any more investigations. So they want to go ahead and keep this going. And the way they'll do it is through criminal referrals. There's a, wow, we're getting some more attacks apparently in Russia. Ukraine appears to expose Russian air defense gaps with their long-range missile strikes. We know that they had a couple of drone strikes as well. And then finally here, and I'll get some other stories after Traffic on the Five, but Biden, President Biden went to visit Arizona and did not go visit the border. So even though he's down in Arizona, decided not to visit the border, and he defended himself saying there's just more important things. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, you just triggered a whole lot of people. Let's get Traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking and clear on I-10 to I-110. Typical afternoon traffic leaving leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90. This is going to be due to construction on the bridge. Also on Highway 90, slow-moving traffic at Avalon Boulevard, as well as westbound in going into downtown Milton. Other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Some other stories going on here. The CDC is encouraging us to social distance and wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID, flu, and RSV over the holidays. And then we've got Meta, Facebook, owns Facebook. Meta may remove news from the Facebook platform if Congress passes this bill that they're looking to do that's pertaining to media. It's a media bill. So I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show as well, but it's going to want to keep an eye on Morocco, the latest to stun Spain, knocking Spain out with penalty kicks. So a pretty big story right there in the World Cup as well. And then so that covers about all those right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Text here. Legend has it they're still counting votes in Arizona. They are. Well, they're doing recount in Maricopa County and I think a couple other counties as well, but there's a recount for the governor race in Arizona. So yeah, they're still counting ballots over there, and it's been a debacle in Arizona. This is the second election in a row that they've had major problems with their elections in Arizona. So hopefully they'll be able to get things straightened up some point here. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up here in just about 8 minutes. Now, I got a story pertaining to new car sales and new car buyers, new trends that are happening. They're increasing more with new car buyers. We'll talk about that coming up here in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Congressman Matt Gaetz says victims of the NAS Pensacola attack should be able to sue the Saudi Arabian government. He filed a bill that he said would hold the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia accountable for aiding and abetting terrorist attacks within the U.S. while also financially supporting the victims of the attack. Jury says the Trump Organization is guilty on all counts in the New York tax fraud trial. Prosecutors accused the former president's company of avoiding taxes by paying personal expenses for top executives and giving them compensation without reporting it over a period of 15 years. Vice President Harris would be the Senate's tiebreaker if Republican Herschel Walker wins the runoff election in Georgia today. That's because the Senate would be split 50-50. Democrats, of course, hoping to avoid that by having incumbent Raphael Warnock keep his seat. What do we got, about an hour and 40 minutes left of the polls being open?
Almost
there?
Almost 2 hours, yeah.
And finally, a final vote expected today on whether police can use robots to kill in San Francisco. We talked about this last week. Apparently, there was a town hall meeting on it yesterday, and several groups demanded that elected officials refuse to allow the robots to use deadly force. Mayor London Breed would have the final say if the policy is approved.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, you know, just that seems very futuristic for one, but also like it might be a little too fast for the future to have.
Let's get the flying cars up in the air before we get killer robots.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think as well. It's just the issue is that you become detached when it's a robot, right? I think there's this idea that, like, if you're just looking at the situation through a camera, you know, or through a screen, that the drone or the robot or whatever it is relaying back to you, I think there's a little bit of a desensitivity. I remember talking, actually, you know, to Adam Kinzinger, the congressman, he's the outgoing congressman right now. He's an embattled congressman, but a lot of people don't realize he's a pilot in the Air Force, and one of his jobs that he had at one point before he was a congressman was flying drones. And so he's piloting drones. And I asked him, so I guess what his job was is to mark a place to drop the bombs. Then the rocket or whatever would hit it. And then he had to confirm that it was a direct hit or not. And I remember asking him one point, like, do you feel like it's different when you're actually in the plane looking down at the, you know, at this scene versus you're just looking at the screen on the drone? And he said, yeah, it does. It is a little bit of a disconnect by not actually seeing it with your eyeballs. That it's almost like a video game. Like, oh yeah, we just blew that thing up. Okay. Like, it's not real people.
Yeah.
And so I think you expand that to police forces around the country, and like San Francisco is trying to do, oh, I think you're asking for trouble personally, but you know, that's what I think on there. Do you think we're going to get election results from Georgia tonight, or is this going to be a long drawn out process and we're going to have to wait a day or two?
I think we know by the end of the night. I don't think it'll be within maybe an hour of when the polls close.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Cause I mean, weren't there areas around Georgia that had issues, where people, you know, there was long lines. Did I misremember that?
Georgia was one place. You're talking about from the primary night?
Yeah, the most recent election, yeah.
Yeah, Georgia was one of those places where we had to wait a couple of days before we knew if it was going to be a runoff election or not.
Yeah.
So it just took a long time for the votes to come to get put in. And some of the bigger counties, like Gwinnett County.
You think it's, because I know, you know, in watching election coverage that night, you know, the analysts were making a big deal about the fact that, you know, the voters that turned out to vote for Governor Kemp weren't necessarily in line with Herschel Walker, that there was a disparity in the number of votes that he was getting as opposed to Governor Kemp. And obviously since then, there was the big push. Of course, former President Obama was down there. We saw Governor DeSantis, Governor Kemp even stepping up the effort. So what do you think that will turn into as far as voter turnout? Do you think that there's more or less because of everybody who's been involved?
I think there's still going to be less. There's going to be less voters because it's still one of those things where, like, on a ballot, on any ballot, people will go and vote for president first. Next, they'll vote for governor.
Yeah.
And then after that, they'll vote for U.S. Senate and then and congressperson. And but like on the same ballot, you can have president, governor, Senate, congressman, and then local races. And on the same ballot, people will vote for president and leave everything else off.
Yeah.
They'll vote for governor, president, governor, leave everything else off, you know? And so when you don't have a president or governor on the ballot, like you don't right now, then you're going to have a lot fewer people coming out to vote in the first place. So I think it's going to be a fewer turnout than what it was for the primary election. But I could be wrong, because maybe people are aware how big of a deal this is, that this runoff election is going to determine the Senate majority leader, if it's going to be Republican or Democrat. Maybe they're aware of that. Maybe they get out to the polls more, but I doubt it. Historically, that's not what's happened. So. Right. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads are looking very typical at the moment, with I-10 and I-110 not changing, not showing any delays. 29's looking good, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. That's going to be 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, Mobile Highway. We do have slowdowns on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, as well as on your way to Pace from Pensacola on the bridge. You're going to see that every day, afternoon slowdowns. But throughout Pace and Milton, expect your afternoon slowdowns at Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction and into downtown Milton in the westbound direction. If you see something else or have a traffic tip, give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we've got a... Well, I want to talk about new car buyers and some of the new trends with new car buyers. That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
Only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, and that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So, three quarters of new car buyers, so 75%, three quarters of new car buyers say they have become brand agnostic. What does that mean? That means they're becoming dedicated to a certain brand. And we're starting to see, so we had a little bit of a lull, like, you know, we had record car sales happening during the pandemic. It was kind of crazy, actually, like right after the pandemic. And then they started dropping in the last few months. Well, now the last couple of months, they've started picking back up again. And so with that, there's been more investigation, you know, more surveys and polls done with car buyers. And what they're finding is new car buyers are, said they basically they're dedicated to a certain brand. Others are just looking for the best deal, and then others are looking for specific models. So not necessarily brands, but models. But more and more people now becoming where they just want the best deal. They don't care who the manufacturer is, where it was made, or what the type of car is. Pensacola Children's Chorus, December 9th through the 11th for Christmas on the Coast at the Sanger Theater. Friday and Saturday's performance will be 7:30, and Sunday's performance will be at 2:30. So be sure to check out Christmas on the Coast this weekend over at the Sanger Theater. In fact, coming up next hour, we got a pair of tickets to give away to go check out Christmas on the Coast at the Sanger Theater. So stick around for that next hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 9 minutes, we're going to have a couple of stories, one about the Grinch and Rudolph, another one about a hero dad. So I'll share those stories with you coming up then. And and of course, we have today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up as well. Right now, though, top three stories. So... getting over to the top three stories. The Justice Department is monitoring the Georgia runoff election to make sure there's no funny business going on in Georgia's election. House January 6th committee has now decided to make criminal referrals, according to the chairman, and the Trump Organization has been found guilty of criminal tax fraud in the New York trial. So those are your top three stories right there on for Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, World Cup update. Morocco ended up stunning Spain. They ended up finishing in a tie, zero apiece, went to penalty kicks, and Morocco ended up winning in penalty kicks. And then Portugal ended up beating Switzerland 6-1. So now Morocco will play Portugal on Saturday. England and France will play each other on Saturday. On Friday, leading up to that, though, Netherlands will play Argentina and Croatia will play Brazil. So those are your that's your final eight right there. Netherlands, Argentina, Croatia, Brazil, England, France, Morocco, Portugal for the FIFA World Cup in Qatar. Then let's see here. What else we got going on in games tonight? TNT has the NBA beginning at 6:30 with the Lakers against the Cleveland Cavs. And then the Dallas Mavericks take on the Denver Nuggets at 9 o'clock on TNT. NCAA men's basketball on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Check out Georgia against Georgia Tech. Also at 6 on ESPN, number 17, Illinois plays number 2, Texas. Then ESPN2's late game, number 13, Maryland plays Wisconsin. And ESPN has Iowa against number 15, Duke. NHL hockey tonight, Tampa Bay Lightning are playing Detroit and the Florida Panthers are playing Winnipeg. Those games will be on ESPN Plus as well. Then in sports news, the Rams have claimed Baker Mayfield off of waivers. I told you he wasn't going to last very long. I knew somebody was going to pick him up. And so the Rams were the ones that snatched him up as their quarterback has been having some concussion issues as of late. The Tennessee Titans, my Titans, have fired general manager John Robinson. Oh, what? Yeah, look, they got beat by the Phillies. They got beat by the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend. And A.J. Brown, the receiver, just tore up the Titans. Well, A.J. Brown was with the Titans. John Robinson let him go. And he's having a fantastic season. Another receiver that they had was Julio Jones from Foley. They let him go, and he had a great night last night with the Bucks. I think they're just like, okay. And where are the Titans hurting the most? The passing game, the receiving game. And so he let go of two of the top receivers, and so the Tennessee Titans got him and fired him. No report, according to a report, no surgery for Jimmy Garoppolo of the 49ers. He avoided a Lisfranc injury. He could return in 7 to 8 weeks. UConn star Azzie Fudd is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with a right knee injury. And the iconic referee, Mills Lane, he was the referee during the Tyson Holyfield bite fight. He has passed away today at the age of 85. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. We get your CBS Sports Minute right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing to slow you down this afternoon on our roads with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. You are going to see slow-moving traffic on the bridge due to construction, but Davis Highway, as well as East Olive Road, Creighton and Langley, and Blue Angel, Lillian Highway, and Gulf Beach, all checking in clear. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here in just a minute, we're going to talk about Meta may remove news from Facebook. We'll tell you about why coming up here right after CBS Sports Minute.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Aaron Judge was named Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year on Tuesday, and one takeaway from the article, there's still bitterness towards general manager Brian Cashman. The longtime Yankees executive publicized Judge rejecting the team's 7-year, $213.5 million offer before the season, even though Judge had asked for confidentiality. I believe Judge will remain a Yankee, but not before playing some hard to get. I'm Maggie Gray.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Buying a home? Rocket Mortgage will cover 1% of your rate for the first year at no cost to you with Inflation Buster. That's more road trips, more front row seats. Plus, if rates drop within 3 years of your home purchase, you'll get exclusive savings when you refinance with Rate Drop Advantage. Save when you buy today and refinance tomorrow. Call 833-7-ROCKET today or visit inflationbuster.com to start saving.
For fees covered, rate lock date requirements and other terms and conditions, visit inflationbuster.com. Call 1-833-7-ROCKET, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, there you go. That is your CBS Sports Minute. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Meta is warning that if Congress passes the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, then they'll probably pull news from their Facebook platform. Now, what's going on here? What is going on? First of all, know this. This Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. So it's dealing with Really, it's dealing with newspapers, but it's dealing with journalism, newspapers, and media, right? This is in the Defense Authorization Act. We continue. This is one of the things that's just the worst. So you're dealing with defense, national defense, and you're going to throw in something about the media and journalism in there? So basically, if you vote no on this because you don't want to support this journalism bill, it could look like you don't support the military or vice versa. You want to support the military. You want to support the NDAA, but it's because it has this thing in there. You want to vote no or yes or whichever it might be. Maybe there's other things with the NDAA you don't like, but you do like this. These are completely unrelated things. Oh, I would vote no on it automatically. Nope. This bill's a... Well, you do that, we're not going to be able to fund the military. Well, then better pull the crap that has nothing to do with the military out of the bill then. Goodness gracious. Why is this so hard to think? Amy Klobuchar, the one who ran for president under the Democrat ticket, she is one behind this bill. Oh, Yvay. You want to know about it? What is this, though? What is this? Is this bad? Like, should you side with Meta? Should you not side with Meta? What is going on? So here's what it would do. It would suspend antitrust rules for publishers of online content. Antitrust rules, of course, are monopolies, right? This would allow basically online platforms to collectively negotiate with dominant online platforms regarding the terms of which content may be distributed. Digital journalism providers can engage in joint negotiations with large tech firms regarding pricing, terms, blah, blah, blah. You're like, whoa, what is going on here? The idea is to allow media companies to negotiate some sort of link tax. But even bigger than that is what it comes down to. You know how right now you can share something on like a news article on newsradio923.com. You can share it on Facebook or something else like that. And it'll have like a headline and short little snippet of the article underneath the headline. Then when you click it, it'll take you to, you know, it'll take you you can link, you know, it'll take you to the news article, right? Well, what they're hoping to do with this bill is you can only, like, if you click the article, it will only take you there if Facebook, Twitter, all these other ones pay the media company. So say us, newsradio923.com, okay? I'll throw us in there even though we don't support this. Like, I don't support it. Newsradio923.com, all right? We have an article on there about the Georgia runoff, all right? And you want to share that article on Facebook to somebody else. What this bill would say is Facebook will only allow that to link to our website if they pay us. That's right, if they pay us. So, and it'll be a predetermined thing. Now, this is not really paying us because this is actually centered towards newspapers. This is another attempt to try to save the newspaper industry. The News Media Alliance, a trade group representing newspaper publishers, is urging Congress to pass pass this bill with the defense bill, arguing that, quote, local papers cannot afford to endure several more years of big tech's use and abuse and time to take action is dwindling. If Congress does not act soon, we will allow risking social media to become America's de facto local newspaper. So what they're trying to say is more and more, they're stating a fact, more people today are getting their news from social media platforms. So what they want to do is go, no, we want them to go to our newspaper's website to get their news. And so if they're going to be allowed to share news articles on social media, they should pay newspaper companies for the privilege of doing that. No, no, that's wrong. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 4 minutes, got today's sign of the apocalypse. Right now, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, just seeing this afternoon, a big update in the case of the disappearance and death of Cassie Carley, a grand jury in Alabama, charging her ex-boyfriend Marcus Spanavello today with abuse of a corpse. That, according to WVTM 13, he was scheduled for a preliminary hearing in St. Clair County today. However, he was served with the indictment instead. The shooter suspected of killing five at a Colorado LGBTQ nightclub is being charged with 305 counts. Suspect is accused of walking into Club Q on November 19th with an AR-style weapon and opening fire. Charges include murder, attempted murder, assault, and bias-motivated crimes. University of Virginia is honoring three football players who were shot and killed last month. Devin Chandler, Lavelle Davis Jr., and Deshaun Perry all awarded posthumous degrees. The three players were killed on a bus that had returned from a class trip to Washington, D.C. on November 13th, Bobby.
All right, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives. Gracie Wolf.
Just got a call to the traffic line letting us know there is a small fender bender in the eastbound direction on 98. That's going to cause a little bit of some extra delays as you are heading, again, eastbound on 98 out of Gulf Breeze. So if you keep that in mind. Other than that, our roads are looking pretty typical at the moment. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some slow-moving traffic northbound on 29. That's going to be just past 9 Mile Road, as well as leaving Pensacola heading towards Payson Highway 90. This is going to be on the bridge. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much. And coming up here in a couple of minutes, we've got today's sign of the apocalypse. I got to share this story with you. A company Christmas party in northern Michigan went a little sideways Saturday night. Somebody was dressed up as the Grinch. Somebody was dressed up as Rudolph. This happened in Traverse City, Michigan. So the person who was dressed up as the Grinch got a little too much alcohol in him, got a little drunk, and got upset at the coworker who was dressed up as Rudolph. And Grinch beat up Rudolph. That's what happened. The Grinch ended up beating up Rudolph. They got into a big fight. So not sure exactly what set off the fight, but you know, the cops ended up arresting the Grinch for assault of Rudolph. So that went down over the weekend. So, oh boy, nothing like that. Actually would have been funnier to me if Rudolph was the one that beat up the Grinch. That would have been funnier to me, but I saw this good news story. Hero dad story here for you. A thief in Minneapolis was driving around in a stolen vehicle on Wednesday. He spotted a truck and decided to upgrade to the truck. So the owner of the truck was getting something out of the back when the thief approached and just jumped in the truck, drove off. However, the dad's four kids, all under the age of five, were still inside the truck. So he saw the car thief's other vehicle idling nearby. So he ran to that vehicle, hopped inside, chased down the thief, And then he rear-ended his own truck to put an end to the chase. No one was injured. The thief ran off and did get away, but the Minneapolis police are investigating and trying to find the person. But yeah, Dad was like, "You just in the back trying to get something out of the back of the truck, and all of a sudden somebody just takes your truck? Oh my goodness. And your four kids are inside all under the age of 5? Yeah, that's panic mode right there. So he hopped in the other vehicle and chased down the car thief. So I like it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, we've got all kinds of different intolerances nowadays. Lactose intolerance, gluten intolerance, food sensitivities, and all kinds of things. If you yourself do not have irritable bowel syndrome, you probably know somebody who does. According to new research, it may not be an intolerance to food or gluten or lactose that's causing your IBS. It could just be gravity intolerance. Yeah, that's right. Apparently, your bowels can't handle gravity very well. And so, since gravity is always pulling down on our system, no, I'm sorry. No, no, I'm not going with this one. Gravity intolerance. Like, oh boy. Another bout of gravity intolerance again. Nope. I'm not going with this one. You're not going to get me on that one. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923.